This is a 92-year-old woman. Yes, she's a woman. She was named by her father, Walter. Nevertheless, she's a 92-year-old woman, originally from East Texas, widowed for 20 years with 4 children and 4 grandkids, period. The paragraph, she currently lives in Spring, Texas with her daughter, Elisa, E-L-I-S-A, who's her primary caregiver, period. She's very confused. She's oriented times one. She was hospitalized with congestive heart failure in 2022, period. She lives upstairs in an extra bedroom. It's very difficult for her to get downstairs. She's becoming more and more short of breath. She's had an appointment with a doctor that her daughter canceled. Because mom no longer wanted to be taken downstairs since it's so difficult for her to move about, period. She suffers from cardiomyopathy, congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, pleural effusion, and possible atrial fibrillation, but the daughter does not know for sure, period. Today she's confused. She's only oriented times one. She's propped up in the bed because she's short of breath, period. Medications include Lasix 40 milligram once a day, Ernesto, Entresto, E-N-T-R-E-S-T-O, 26 milligram BID, Coric 6.25 once a day. Surgery, shoulder surgery, family history, not known much about her family. Social, from East Texas. She used to work at a grocery store called Safeway, but hasn't worked for years, of course. Medical problems discussed above. COVID immunizations up to date. Allergy, none. Review of system, increased shortness of breath, difficulty sleeping, positive PND, positive orthopnea, no longer able to get out of the house, no longer wants to leave to go to the doctor, wants to be cared for at home, not in a position to come downstairs by any means at this time, has had increased swelling of her legs, has had difficulty speaking because of a shortness of breath from time to time, wakes up in the middle of the night with orthopnea and definite PND symptoms, period. On exam, 160 over 92, pulses 90, respirations 18, respirations 20, heart, positive one, positive two, lungs with ectopics, lungs, bronchi, and rals, abdomen soft, cannot rule out ascites, obese, neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash, oily to touch, lower extremity 2 plus edema bilaterally, neurological severe weakness noted, but no lateralizing symptoms. Assessment. Here we have a 92-year-old woman in congestive heart failure. Patient has requested care at home, no longer wants to go to her doctor's office. First thing we need to do is provide her with oxygen. Also, a nebulizer treatment would be very very helpful. I recommend increasing her Lasix from 40 milligram to 60 milligram. Later, we will increase her Coric from 6.25 once a day to twice a day. But overall prognosis is quite poor. Patients can die any time. I discussed this with her daughter today, who's her primary caregiver. Given her lack of appetite, orthopnea, PND, increased shortness of breath, and current congestive heart failure, has a grave prognosis. Patient does not want to go to the hospital or to the doctor's office for any treatment, i.e. x-rays or blood work. Cannot rule out renal insufficiency and or atrial fibrillation in Ms. Wormley. Again, discussed with family at length before leaving their residence. Thank you.